Marvel's Jessica Jones is a groundbreaking TV action hero. Her superpowers are matched by unfiltered humanity and snark. The series premiered in 2015, years before Me Too and the Time's Up movement. Its second season debuts on Netflix today, and it explores her backstory as a survivor of sexual violence. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan spoke with the series creator about how she and her team channeled the character's anger.
Jessica Jones is a private eye with superpowers who has a problem: serious anger issues. For proof, here's a scene from the show's upcoming second season. Jessica gets a little carried away in an anger management class, bouncing a rubber ball against a wall while talking about what makes her emotional. Until the wall gives way.
My whole family was killed in a car accident. Someone did horrific experiments on me. I was abducted, raped, and forced to kill someone. And now some maniac says that I am here for a reason. Like some sick destiny. She's out killing people, and I'm in here bouncing a ball!
This year, we're really digging into Jessica's rage.
That's Melissa Rosenberg, executive producer and showrunner for Jessica Jones. She's upfront about how the show's writers developed Jessica's rage, channeling their own anger over Hillary Clinton's treatment during the 2016 presidential election. Rosenberg felt sexist attacks helped Donald Trump beat Clinton.
Like, how angry must she be to hear this stuff? Wait a minute, I'm losing to that guy? We walked in really pissed off ourselves. And then, not surprisingly, sort of filtered its way into the storytelling.
Superhero stories usually start with how the hero gets superpowered, which can be predictable. But Rosenberg waited until the second season to tell this tale. The world sees Jessica as a deadly vigilante, and she must dig into her own past to see if the process that gave her great powers also fuels her rage. Rosenberg works closely with Kristen Ritter, who plays Jessica, to balance the show's dark drama with snarky jokes. In one scene, Jessica shows up a rival private eye by doing something he couldn't, finding his client's prized dog.
Your ex-wife's been hiding him at her new boyfriend's place.
Dude, you said Felipe wasn't there.
No, I said I couldn't get past the boyfriend to see if he was there.
And I didn't ask. You know, I can go places that an average PI can't go. Emphasis on average.
As the scene progresses, she goes to these slightly more dark places and at one point snaps.
Don't test me.
Jessica begins to beat up the rival private eye as he insults her.
It's such an emotional ride with so many twists and turns. And you watch her take that journey. I think it's just a great example of how agile she is as an actress.
Melissa Rosenberg grew up in California in the 1960s and 70s. She started out as a dancer, working a series of odd jobs, including as a stripper, before shifting into a career as a film and TV writer. She worked on shows like Ally McBeal and Dexter, along with scripting the Twilight movies. Rosenberg says she was more surprised by the sexism in Hollywood writers' rooms than anything she encountered as an exotic dancer.
I was quite taken aback because I didn't know how to be in that environment where, you know, my gender was being assaulted in a way, you know, not physically, but feeling like I needed to defend my gender, but also needing to be one of the guys. That was much more confusing to me than just being in a strip club.
Rosenberg says she learned from those experiences, making sure that when she moved up the ladder as a TV producer, her writers' rooms were safe places for everyone. And for Jessica Jones' second season, she ensured that each of the 13 episodes were directed by a woman. Still, she's not sure how long Hollywood's movement towards gender parity will last.
I'm an old, jaded feminist. I just remember after Thelma and Louise, back when that came out, everyone was like, oh, it's now women are going to be in the forefront of things. And sure enough, not. And the numbers have remained so static for decades. So, you know, I will say I'm always hopeful.
Some of that hopefulness likely springs from the success of Marvel's Jessica Jones, which once again challenges the male-dominated world of superheroes by presenting one of the most complicated and compelling female heroes on television. I'm Eric Deggans.